Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Grindstone Fitness Studio, a full-service gym offering equipment for traditional exercise like weight and cardiovascular training, as well as specialized classes. Choices include personal training, spinning, yoga, Pilates, and more. All classes taught by certified professionals. More information is available at 443-4447, Grindstone Fitness Studio, 3005 Chinaberry Drive in Columbia.
Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and with me today to discuss the third leading cause of death in America and a leading cause of adult disability is Dr. Niranjan Singh, a neurologist and director of the Missouri Stroke Program at University Hospital. Dr. Singh, what is a stroke?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me here today. So stroke is a acute loss of function in the part of the brain. And it can present as a combination of things, loss of speech, facial droop, weakness, numbness, difficulty in walking, or severe headache.
What causes the stroke to bring about these symptoms?
Yeah, so the stroke is caused by either blood clot that accounts for almost like 80% of the stroke, or a rupture of the blood vessels that accounts for like 20% of the stroke.
Now, would that be considered an aneurysm then?
Yes, that's also because bleeding can happen from aneurysm or some malformation of the blood vessels or rupture of the blood vessel.
Okay, and what's causing either the clot or the rupture of the vessel?
So there are some risk factors that predispose you for having a stroke. The blood clot can be formed in because of uncontrolled blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, you have uncontrolled diabetes, you have some abnormal heart rhythm like atrial fibrillation, you have some clogged artery, or you're a smoker. So these are the risk factors which predispose you for having a stroke and formation of the blood clot. Some of them also cause rupture of the blood vessel like uncontrolled blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. And it's the third leading cause of death in America, so it's got to be pretty prevalent. How prevalent is it?
So now they have moved it to down fourth, and this is a...
So it's moved down to fourth leading cause. Okay.
Correct, yeah. This happened, on average, we have 800,000 strokes per year in the U.S., so almost like every 40 seconds, you're going to have one stroke victim in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the leading cause of death has lowered. Does that mean that the prevalence is decreasing, or does it mean you guys are getting better at treating this?
So it is now the fourth leading cause of mortality. So we can say that the cause of death because of a better care has went down and has been overtaken by the lung infections.
Okay. What form of treatments are available for someone with a stroke? What's the standard of care?
So a standard of care, if the patient gets to the hospital within 4.5 hours, they can get some clot buster therapy through their venous system, like intravenous.
Okay.
The other treatment options are they can be offered up to 12 hours, and that consists of giving some clot buster therapy in the blood vessels in the brain itself at the site of the clot, or it also involves removal of the clot from the brain by using several devices. Some of them are called Penumbra and Mercy. Those are two devices that are being used to remove the clot.
Okay, and that's if it's a clot, but you also said it could be a vessel that's burst or that's got a hole in it. How do you treat a person for that?
So if there's a rupture of the blood vessels and the patient has a bleeding, depending on the location of the bleed, you can just suck up the blood. It can remove the blood from there to decrease the pressure in the brain.
Okay. And then do you repair the vein then at that point?
No, probably it's kind of natural, like course of the body. It's going to have a natural healing. So immediate is if you find, like, suppose somebody has an aneurysm that's a ruptured, so you're going to fix that aneurysm by doing a coiling or clipping so he can repair the blood vessel.
Okay. You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion concerns stroke awareness. Dr. Singh, what are the outcomes for someone who's had a stroke?
So if you use the clot buster therapy within 3 hours, you have 30% less chance of disability. So we measure the disability on a scale called Modified Rankin Scale. Mm-hmm. So almost 30% patient who come to the hospital within 3 hours are able to return home with the proper treatment. If you take the bleeding in the brain, almost 50% patient going to die from the bleeding. Versus the clot in the brain, if they don't receive treatment, almost like 40-50% patient going to end up in the nursing home.
So it seems that recognizing those symptoms quickly and getting to a hospital where you can receive this clot-busting medication or have the blood removed from the burst vessel, that's the key to what the outcome is going to be. Is that correct?
Correct. And you can imagine that in 1 minute of ongoing stroke, you age by 3 weeks. So if you have a stroke ongoing for 10 hours, you're going to age for 36 years. And most of the patients who have a stroke, they don't get proper treatment within 12 hours. They are not able to return to their work. They're going to end up in a nursing home, or they remain disabled for the rest of their life. Plus, they also have more chance of having further stroke.
Okay, and you mentioned disability, as we did earlier, and that brings up the subject that it isn't always necessarily death as a result. It could be disability.
Correct.
So an alteration of your life.
Correct. And I can give you an example of my own mother. Like, she had a stroke, the brain hemorrhage, and she was a teacher. And after the stroke, she was not able to teach anymore. So she was kind of sitting, it's difficult to communicate to her, and she required 24/7 care. So she survived for 5 years, but she was not able to function at all.
Mm-hmm. Once you've had a stroke, is it more likely that you're prone to stroke then? Or
yes. Each stroke, you will have almost 3-4 times of having future stroke.
Do genetics play a part?
Kind of. Like, it depends upon the risk factors. So the patient who have a stroke, they have a lot of risk factors. So all the risk factors are kind of like they multiply with each other. So you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and you had a stroke. So you have a multiple risk factors, and that multiply. So they have synergistic actions.
Mm-hmm. And if you're at risk for a stroke, what should you be doing?
Yeah, so that's really a good question. I want to talk about that. So you need to know your risk of having a stroke, and the commons are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, abnormal heart rhythm, smoking, and clogged arteries. So you need to keep a lead on your blood pressure, and don't expect your blood pressure to stay as you age. And sodium is a very important factor. I want to give you that. Don't assume that you can tell sodium by test. And one compelling example I can give you, that one of the grilled chicken sandwich at the McDonald's may have like 1,200 milligrams of sodium. So you need to keep an eye what you eat. You need to eat at least 8 or 10 fruits and vegetables every day. Those are very rich source of potassium, vitamins, and minerals. Eat fish at least twice a week. Shoot for 30 minutes of exercise a day and lose extra weight. Talk to your doctor about having low-dose aspirin.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Singh for being with me today. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.